you've seen how Hugh Jackson has used running backs in Cincinnati. Are you kind of excited to see how they'll use you guys this year?
I am. I know I am, especially just seeing the way he used them in the past and just splitting them out wide and just using, I mean, getting the best out of them and using their strength in every way he can. So I'm excited to see. We off to a good start already, but I'm just happy to see how far and how in-depth we go with turn of the offense.
How did you guys feel that when they were drafting all these wide receivers and everything, they weren't touching the running back position?
Really, this is just a confidence booster. I feel like me and Duke both, you know, got what it takes to, you know, be a big threat on this level. So, you know, really, it just showed me that he had great confidence in us. So, you know, we just want to go out there and give him all we got.
Isaiah, the way the season ended last year with you guys running the ball very effectively the last two or three games, did it just make the whole season even feel weirder? Because, like, where was this all year?
Yeah, it was like that. You know, I wish we could have had more of that, you know, during the whole season. But, you know, we off to a good start now. Just got to erase the tape and move forward. So, you know, I feel like, you know, he would do a better job. So I'm just happy about that.
You feel like you can give him kind of like the Bernard Hill combo that Hughes enjoyed in Cincinnati?
We're here to give him whatever he wants. I really don't have a name for it, just whatever he wants, split out, run the ball, whatever coach wants, that's what we're here for.
You talked about the importance of the running game, especially in this division. He knows the division well. How excited are you guys about that? How eager are you to really get the running game back on track? Because last year we know that it was missing for a while, and then at the end of the season you guys finally kind of found something.
Well, I'm very excited about it because I know Hugh likes to run the ball, and, you know, I feel like running the ball is a, you know, very important factor in, you know, winning and losing. So I feel like, you know, well, I'm just basically happy about it.
Has Hugh sat down with you and told him what he likes about your game and what he expects out of you?
Well, he actually called me on the phone before we actually met, and, you know, he told me he had been watching film, and, you know, he see my strengths, and he see what I need to work on. And since we've been back, you know, when we out on the field, he just, you know, try to communicate with all of us and, you know, just help everybody get better.
Steve, after your rookie season, obviously a lot of catches, and you're among the leaders for backs, catching the ball in the backfield. In year two, what do you want to add to your game, or what do you want to do better?
Everything, basically. There's a lot of opportunities I had last year that I didn't make that I want to make sure I capitalize this year on, both running the ball and receiving. But my main thing is always protecting the quarterback first, something we preach a lot here, just making sure that we do our job far as protection, then we get on our route, because protecting the quarterback is the first thing. And that's basically it.
I know Isaiah called it a confidence booster that they didn't draft any running backs. But before the draft, were you guys, both of you guys, were you worried at all that they'd bring in a guy at number eight or wherever, and that you wouldn't know exactly where you stood?
For me, not really, because I played college back at the University of Miami, and it's dog eat dog. We don't really look who's coming in. We don't really look at who's transferring in, who's coming from high school. We play football. That's the only thing we know. That's the only thing we knew since we was kids. Play football and we compete and we work hard. And at the end of the day, if we would have brought somebody in, we would have got each other better at the end of the day.
You look back. What do you think you could have done better last year? Did you leave yards out there on the field?
I feel like I missed a lot of opportunities last year, running the ball and, you know, pass protection, catching the ball out of the backfield, you know, everything. And I feel like I want to do better in all phases this coming up year.
When you say you missed opportunities, like specifically, like were there holes you missed?
Holes I missed, might have missed a protection, gave up a sack or on the quarterback, and, you know, I want to be better at all of those things.
Not only did they not draft a quarterback, but what you just recently said, you guys are as good as he's, you know, seen in a while. He's really excited about you guys. And he says your talent is extensive. I mean, how exciting is it to work for a coach like that that's so excited about you guys?
I mean, it's very exciting. Crow called a confident booster. I just say he have a lot of confidence in us, period. Just knowing that we're going out there and get the job done. We both two young guys that he have a lot of trust in, and knowing that we're going to go out there every day and give our all and do our job. And he's willing to put it all, bet it all against with us. Just because he knows. He knows our work ethic. He knows that we're going to do whatever it takes, and we got his back. I wish.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hey, Duke, obviously last year you were training for to come here, went through the whole draft process. Now that you got a chance to catch your breath, what did you do like in the off season to kind of get yourself ready for this year when you didn't have to do all the interviews and all that stuff?
I trained, but I was in school, so student the day, and by night I was training. So I had a pretty tough off season, and when I actually go back in June, I'll be back in school. So just training and going back to school is my main thing right now.
Are you trying to finish up your degree?
I am, because I left as a true junior.
In what? Sorry.
Sports administration.
How close are you?
I'm some years off, just because I probably be able only to go once a year, take classes once a year, and that's during the off season. So, I mean, every year I'm working towards it, though.
Why was that so important to you?
Because I know this game of football doesn't last forever, and I always wanted to be a coach of some form. And I know after the season, especially with going through the NFL, you learn a lot and you see a lot. And I know that's something that I need to complete my life dream is being a football coach.
Maybe each of you guys want to comment on it a little bit, but just what's the main difference from the previous offense to this one for you guys in terms of, you know, running style and what you guys are asked to do?
I feel like we have a lot of different runs, and I also feel like just, you know, him demanding, you know, to run the ball violently and, you know, just demanding that we're going to run the ball and we're going to, you know, capitalize when we do it. So that's what I feel like the main difference is.